الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. First we will discuss what we were mentioning from the beginning about how Allah Tabarak Tala gave us a beautiful salah. How this is a crux of the ibadat of the people from the beginning till the end. How the salah should be valued even if it's only two rakats. We spoke about how every part of it Allah Tabarak Tala made. You show the greatness of Allah with the body and how it stands. How the ruku, how the sajda. You show it with the tongue. Surah Fatiha, the surah. You show submission with the hand and with the word Allahu Akbar. No mind would have been able to put together a salah like this. Now when we come to the end of the salah, tashahud. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were those people who understood what life was without Islam. Sometimes you need to see a little darkness to understand what is light. If you always grow up in light, you start taking for granted. And sometimes you start saying, I wish the lights can go off. I wish the lights can go off. In Surah Saba, Allah Tabarak Tala speaks about a group who Allah Tabarak Tala gave them in the garden like Jannah. They had no issues, they had no problems. The journeys were so easy. But when life goes too easy, they began saying, Ba'id bayna asfarina. That how come the journeys are so short? Other people take long journeys. Said, can't we get long journeys? When man gets too much of ease in this world, he himself, instead of appreciating, starts looking for problems. It's an amazing world this. Everything upside down. It is for this reason that Allah Tabarak Tala makes sure in His servants, He brings about a little difficulty. Allah Tabarak Tala says, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِي. If Allah had to open up sustenance for His servants, لَبَهَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They would have become rebellious in the earth. Everyone will say, no, I'll be different. Almighty Allah knows man's nature. No one is different. The slap is needed now and then. So the one who saw light from the beginning, a time comes where he starts breaking his own legs. He likes darkness. But the one who saw darkness, when light came to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they gave their lives after that for Islam. People would say to them, I'll give you the kingdom, half the kingdom. I'll get you married to my daughter. She's the princess, you'll be the king. The answer would be, we were a nation in darkness. They had that same answer. He says, then Allah in His kindness sent to us a Nabi. So we were a nation in darkness. You'll only understand the value of light if sometimes you see darkness. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say this. He said, I fear about those people who will inherit Islam. He said, they will always think that this is just normal. They never worked for it. So they will have no appreciation, no value for it. Meaning it's like supposed to be there. Sahaba radiallahu anhu saw darkness. So at the end of a salah, for them salah was like the first time I pulled out of the worship of an idol. And I submitted to a living Allah. So at the end of salah, you want to thank Allah. You want to thank Allah. The other day I met one friend. So he, now if you don't know the Arabic language, it doesn't sound good. But it's just the thing of the heart. So he said to me, and he must be saying it law times, he says, I say Allah, Jazakallah. Now Jazakallah means may Allah reward you. So how do you tell Allah Jazakallah? But now because he doesn't know what it means, Jazakallah means thanks, like thanks. He said, I always tell Allah, Jazakallah, Allah, you gave me this, Jazakallah. But how Allah looks at that servant. I mean, me and you will laugh. Maybe even the angel will want to laugh. But for Almighty Allah, it is that feeling behind that sentence. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu wanted to thank Allah. So at the end of the salah, they said, As-salamu ala Allah min qibali ibadi. That from the side of all the servants, salam to you, O Allah. Salam to you. Meaning, may peace be with you, O Allah. Salam to you. From the side of all of us. Because they never knew, how do you thank Allah? How do you say that? For everybody else, you say, may Allah reward you. What do you say to Allah? He said, min qibali ibadi, from the servant of all the side. From the side of all the servants, salam to you, O Allah. And then they said, and salam to Jibreel, because he brought the salam. And salam to this one, and salam to that one. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them. First he said to them, how do you say salam to you, O Allah? He says, for as-salam, fa inna Allah huwa as-salam. Meaning, when you say, may peace be with you, he said, but Allah is the giver of peace. So are you telling Allah, give yourself peace? What it means is, the dua of salam is for a person who can get knocked with problems. For that person you say, that may peace, may protection, may you be protected from calamities. So he says, I need salam, you need salam, Allah. Allah is salam. So he says, you can't say, la taqulu as-salamu ala Allah. So then he taught them. And this is the unique thing of salah. From the beginning till the ending, every word was taught. Right at the ending, it was left to make dua. And even that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'll teach you dua songs. From the beginning till the end. So one place where they had the chance to say something, even there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, doesn't work. So what they wanted, one is to thank Allah. How do you thank Allah? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you read this. You read this. And at the ending he said, when you will read this thanks of yours and this dua of yours, أَصَابَ كُلَّ عَبْدٍ صَالِحٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This dua at the end of your salah will hit every single pious servant of Allah, whether it be in the skies or in the earth. That's that small attahiyah. It is a dua for the whole creation. Dua for the whole creation. But how it starts? First it is, At-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. It says, instead of saying salam to you, Allah, rather present something to Allah. A hadiyah. So what hadiyah do you give now? Because you're thanking Allah for the salah. So the hadiyah is, At-tahiyyatu lillah. Tahiyya normally means words. Tahiyya. So tahiyya means, O Allah, every pure word that can come on every tongue, it all belongs to you. Whether they praise me, whether I praise them, whether together we praise somebody else, all the praise, everything is only for you. Our praise is just by the way. I praise him, what a good bayan. He praised me, what a good bayan. We praise the listener, how good listening. Everyone praised. But everyone knows that we are nothing. Everyone knows that it only happened because Allah allowed. It only happened because Allah allowed. You praise the painting, you say, what a painting. And the painter also smiles. The painter says that the praise of the painting is his praise. Because no painting ever gets painted. It needs a painter. So the painter smiles when you praise the painting. Yes, if after that you see the painter, and you ask, who you, then you're in a problem. You have to know the painter. Then when you praise the painting, the painter smiles. If you don't know the painter, then you're praising the painting, doesn't help anything. So, attahiyyatu lillah. Oh Allah, the whole world speaks. But pure words only belong to you. At-tahiyyatu lillah. والصلوات, صلوات here refers to every action with the body. Whether he was jihad fi sabilillah, whether he was going for hajj, whether he was falling in sajda, every movement with the body, Allah, it is only for you. All ibadat with the body, all ibadat with the tongue, والطيبات, and oh Allah, all ibadat with wealth, it is only for you. What is this gift? You only read two rakats of salah. You only read two rakats. At the ending, you have to thank Allah for the chance to give you to read two rakats. So we were taught, say these three words. What these three words are saying, oh Allah, whether I said something with my tongue, whether I did something with my body, or whether I spent wealth, and in salah, all three come. You praise Allah, you move your body for Allah, and there's a lot of wealth in it. People sometimes don't understand the wealth. No masjid goes up for free. No person comes to the masjid without paying petrol. A car has to be bought. A muazzin has to be employed. An imam has to be paid. The carpets have to be changed. There's a lot of wealth in it. That man who comes to the masjid, he also put wealth down. That salat needs wealth. But what is the gift that man gives Allah when he says, Lillahi? That, oh Allah, all of this is only for you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted our end of salah to be with the gift of ikhlas. With the gift of ikhlas. I moved so much, I said so much. I moved so much, I said so much. See, think of the month of Ramadan, you the imam. You're reading so well, so well, so well the whole month. Now you're coming to the ending. They say, tonight, Imam Sahib, we've got a bribe for you. Now the town is coming. The aunties, they in that other room, they want to give hadiah to Imam Sahib. I wonder. One time, one friend, he finished hifz. So the aunties wanted to see. As a young boy. So the aunties. So after that, when he told us, he said, hectic aunties in this town. Hectic aunties. So then, the aunties, so the uncle never know how to tell the hafiz, but he was a small boy. But he was a hafiz, so they were so thrilled, he's a hafiz up like. So they told him that, you know, can you go get something in that room? So bichara, he never know what's carrying on. So he went and he realized, entered and it's dark. And suddenly he just felt one auntie touch his head here, another one said, mashallah, I got a kiss here. And like from all sides, and he ran. He ran. After he came out, I was like shocked. What happened? And everyone started laughing. They said, the aunties just wanted the chance to touch one hafiz up. So they don't get that chance. Like, small boy. They were so thrilled. Now you the imam now. They get so happy. You read the whole Taraweeh, now you're going home. Everyone wants to give you hadiahs. You know, already that day, Taraweeh time, you saw the hadiahs coming. You saw the boxes. You heard the movement. You're wondering, in the last rakat, you're counting. I can see that box, that box, that box. So many musallis, each one of them got to have place in my bags tomorrow. Everything you're counting. And then you go in that final tashahud. And in that final tashahud, you say, Lillah. That, oh Allah, in the ending, I'm only doing this for you. At-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawatu lillah, wa-t-tayyibatu lillah. That all the wealth that is spent, Allah. Everybody else will praise me, but in the ending, it's not going to help for you. All this movement, in the ending, people will say, what a long tahajjud he made. Say, how is it going to help me? For you. All these words, they will say, what a beautiful voice. How is it going to help me? Said the ending, if you want to give a gift to Allah, give the gift of ikhlas. At-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. Give the gift of ikhlas to Allah. That's that one gift. After all that ibadah, after all that ibadah, one gift. The scholars say, before you start an action, the first chapter of every hadith kitab is innamal. A'malu bin niyat. That be sincere in the spark. But at the end of the kitab, now kitab is now finished. The year is finished. Your life is finished. Your life. You say, what's the final gift that you can give to Allah before going? Final gift is you lift up your finger and say, Allah, it's only for you. It's only for you. Meaning if I had done it for anyone besides you, let it come back that it's only for you. The scholars would use the sentence, Albi al-nihaya, the end of the spat is al-ruju ila al-bidaya, when you return to the beginning. The end of the spat is when you return to the beginning. The beginning started with innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. Said the end of the spat is when you come back to it. And you see along the way, whatever. Now when you see death in front of you, you say, Lillahi. That, oh Allah, let it be only for you. Let it be only for you. That gift. At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. Thereafter, those were three for Allah. Then for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now comes three. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Three gifts were given for Allah. Ikhlas in our spending. Ikhlas in our ibadat, ikhlas in our azkar. In what we say, in what we do, in what we spend. Only for you, O Allah. Then three gifts to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For had it not been for him, then that salah would never have reached us. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. And for you also three gifts. As-salamu alayka أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. After you have given the gifts, it is the system of Almighty Allah that when man gives, Allah immediately gives back. When man gives, Allah gives back. So at the end of Salah, Allah Tabarakala allowed that now that you have given a gift to us, we would like to give a gift to you. What do you want? So man is taught immediately to say, As-salamu alayna. That, oh Allah, you, because Allah is As-salam, you are peace, you are the giver of peace. You say, As-salamu alayna. Oh Allah, you be above us. Your peace be above us. Your protection be above us. You be with us. Salam, you are salam, and peace is from you. Anta salam, wa minka salam. You are salam, and from you comes all peace. So, as-salamu alayna. Wallah, may salam, you be upon us. Or your peace be upon us. Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And may it be upon every selected servant of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when he says that, it is a dua that hits every servant of Allah. في السماء والأرض. It's a unique التحيات. It's a unique التحيات. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after you read this, now make whatever dua you want, it will be heard. Now make whatever dua you want. So then comes the end of the salah. It's supposed to immediately jump from there, immediately to dua, but before that, because Allah tabarakallah had ordered in Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O people of Iman, two things you need to do to appreciate your Nabi. صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا. Salam and Salah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, O Nabi of Allah, Salam we have already learned. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ. How do we do as-salatu alayka? Where Allah tabarakala ordered us, nusalli alayka. Salah means to turn attention, to be inclined, to show a lot of worry and concern. He said, how do we show that inclination to you? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. That your greatest inclination towards me can be that you ask Almighty Allah to carry on showing inclination towards me. Your inclination towards me, your concern, your worry towards me, is you carry on telling Allah to be concerned and worried about me. Say that. So now man at the end of the salah has fulfilled this. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Now it is, now make whatever dua you want. At the ending, that dua was the only thing in the salah that was left for me and you. From the beginning till the ending, everything was covered. Everything. Last part was left. But for that, you must be a man of the language. You must understand how to ask. You must understand what to ask. And you cannot be an idiot. If you're an idiot, you behind will be saying, Allah, this imam's up. That bayan he gave today, Jummah, was against me. Destroy it. The imam will say, Allah, this musalli, mutawalli behind me, destroy it. And immediately I will say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmat. I'm making salam to him. Man had to be given du'as. He'll destroy himself in his own du'as. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened up so many. But the amazing thing is, when that last part was left for me and you to choose any du'a, you will find sahaba radiallahu anhum would go to Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, oh Nabi of Allah, what dua must I read at the end of my salah? Meaning, even in that part, they never trusted themselves. When that last part was left, now you make dua. They had so much of aqidah that what my Nabi gives me is more beneficial for me than what I could ever think about. So they would go and say, oh Nabi of Allah, teach me what dua to make at the end of my salah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was taught this one year. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That, oh Allah, how I oppressed myself. Yeah, the oppression means what a gift you gave. How I never appreciated it. And if you do not forgive me, then who's going to forgive me? If you do not forgive me. So at the end, insha waliullah rahimullah writes, he said, what I have mentioned to you is a crux of how the salah goes from the beginning till the ending. He says, this is not the final details. This is just a crux. He says, but this crux makes me and you understand. مَنْ تَأَمَّلَ فِي مَا ذَكَرْنَا. Whoever will ponder over what we have mentioned, he will understand without any doubt that salah, in the condition that it has come to us, yambaghi an takuna, it could only have been in this condition. Meaning it's right from the beginning till the end. It's just in place. Everything which was needed. Everything. Wa annaha la yatasawwaru al-aqlu ahsana minha. And the mind can never ever perceive to be able to create something better than this. وَلَا أَكْمَلَ, something more perfect than this. وَأَنَّهَا هِيَ الْغَنِيمَةُ الْكُبْرَى لِلْمُخْتَنِمِ. And this is a very great gift for the one who understands how great and he is ready to take the benefit from it. A two rakat salah, from the beginning till the ending. Just a two rakat nafal salah. But in it, the ibadat of the entire world. In a system where it starts so unique and it ends so unique. It pulls the attention of Allah Ta'ala. The final dua, As-salamu alayna. The word before that, ikhlas, only for you, O Allah. Then when that man says, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. It could maybe only have taken him 5 minutes. But in that 5 minutes, that man has made a mi'raj, a journey to Allah, and he has come back. He started with Allahu Akbar. He went all the way to Allah. And when he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, he walks back in this world with everything. Allah Ta'ala allow me and you to appreciate salah, to work on our salah. It gets weak every day. You work again on it. It gets weak, again you work on it. It is this one ibadah that the ulama would mention. Let your salah become right, your entire life will become right. Let the salah come right, the entire life will become right. Here we will just mention one malfuz from the advisors of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimullah. In this last era, Allah Tabarakallah had blessed him with a unique insight into happenings of the world that we live in, meaning a world where Islam is not the ruling power, and how still a person remains fully in awe and honor of his Islam, and he does not get affected, he does not get thrilled with the shaitani system, even if they got power, they got wealth. So amongst the malfuzat advices that he has given, this is one. It is a very deep point. May Allah Tabarakallah allow me and you to understand this, to think about it, ponder about it. So what he said to his friends is, he says, to remain with your jamaat, meaning to remain with your group, is very important. Because as long as you are with your group, your condition will not change. So first we'll read it and then I'll add a little bit extra. He says, my Ustad Maulana Muhammad Yaqub used to explain this. He says, you see, a person who works in a factory, as long as he's in the factory, everything happens. But as soon as he leaves the factory, nothing happens. So when he goes on holiday, nothing is being made. Which means he is not making the clothing. The machines are making it. The only thing he is doing is, hey, put this on, go there, get the material, do this. But the work is only taking place from him because he's in the factory. See, sometimes you get a manager. So he really thinks he's managing. Meaning if he is not there, no clothing will be made. But he doesn't realize, before me, clothing also was in the world. And after me, clothing will also be in the world. So he never take out the clothing. Rather, the machines and the systems just gave him honor. It gave him honor. Now he can say, do this, get that there, make that there. And as he walks out at the ending, he says, look at my clothing. He says, but you haven't done nothing. The system did it. You are lucky to be in the system. So he says, just like how close the factory and manager does not remain manager any longer. He loses a job. Now you can sit by your house whole day, not one cloth will be made. He says, then you realize that you are nothing, it was the system doing everything. Only they attributed it to you. So then he spoke to the ulama, but it's general for me and you. He says, don't ever think you are someone great. He says, you will remain great as long as you stay within your system. He says, in the madrasa, someone will be reading, so someone will be teaching. You are only a teacher because of your student. Student disappears, you gone. He says, just like how the elders, the youngsters need elders. Because without the teacher, you can't learn. He says, the teacher needs the youngster. Because without the student, he can't teach. He says, you can be a great ustad of hadith, but if you're not teaching, you're not a teacher anymore. Slowly, slowly, you're out of the system. When you walk, you maulvi so-and-so, then you so-and-so, and then you're gone. In the system, everything happens. He says, in the system, someone is reading Quran. In the system, someone is learning a hadith. In the system, someone is greeting his door, learning his door. Everything is happening in the system. The sentence that he writes, he says, gharz ke sab hi kuch hai, bahar nikal kar kuch bhi nahi. He says, while you are in the system, you can be the best, the greatest, respected by all. When you leave the system, you become nothing. He says, ye muntaha hai hamare kamalat ka. He says, remember, when you will think of this, this is the end of our greatness. Our greatness ends where? As soon as we walk out of the system, we are zero. Which means there's no greatness to us. It is in the greatness of the system. If we walk out of Islam, we become zero. As long as we're in Islam, we are da'i. I'm inviting him, I'm calling him, I'm teaching him. Did I help Islam? You say, the system helped me. Had there been no Islam, I would have been no caller. I'm in the madrasa, I'm a teacher, I'm a student. Did I help the madrasa? I'm the principal. Say, the madrasa helped me. I am the teacher, I made the student. You say, the student made you. All of us are faqir to everyone else. And we all are dependent on the system. Come out of the system and we all collapse. He says, remember, remain as long as you can in the system. Many a time a hafiz of Quran. Finally he comes and says, I did my one sitting. I did my one sitting. He's so thrilled about it. My Quran is solid. I made my Quran solid. You say, the system kept your Quran solid. You leave the system, that solid Quran will not remain solid after. 3 years later, you ask him, you're still reading in one sitting. He says, hey, that was those days. Say, why? Why you left the system? Could you not have come back every morning and say, I want to now teach in the class for half an hour. I'll listen to someone, I'll teach, I'll read, I'll remain. Leave the system and you start going down. Leave the system. So on that point, I wanted to add this. That many a time when we ask people about madrasas, what is a madrasa? So for them it is that a place for my son to graduate. That is, I need him to do his hifz. So there's a time. That's why the first question they ask, how long you think he'll take? How long this course is? We would love a madrasa in all madaris to become a place which is called Shabun Nasha'a fi Ibadatillah. A place where a youngster can grow up in the worship of Allah. So it doesn't have to be he leaves home. Because that's when you ask, when he's coming back. It can be the masjid opposite the road. But there's no cause there. It is the place which is the system. That every day he'll walk in and he'll remain in the system. And the system will make him. The day he leaves the system, you go down here. The masjid supposed to be the system. Everywhere in the world. A masjid supposed to be the markaz. It's supposed to be the system. He entered Fajr. He did one dars, then he carried on. But the next day he's back in the system. You'll have to meet someone. In the masjid they told him that uncle is sick, go and meet him. He's reading his door. They told him, test that boy that he's testing. He's learning, he's teaching, he's learning, he's teaching. As long as you're in the system, you'll just get better and better and better. Says, the day you leave the system, even if you were a Shaykhul Hadith, you taught Bukhari and Muslim once upon a time. When you left, your students were running behind you and crying. But you left the system. Once you leave the system, within a few days, you start becoming dry. When you're not fresh, you just fall. So for every hafiz, this madrasa is a system. The madaris around your houses are systems. Never ever leave the system. You leave one, enter into another system. You leave one, enter into another system. A great alim came to South Africa. His mother was not well. While he was in England, he was teaching. Teaching Bukhari, teaching Muslim. Hazrat Murana Yusuf Mutala, who made like an inqilab in the lands of England. But now he came to South Africa. So when he came to South Africa, his mother was not well. So he's not in the system. So he saw one madrasa. He visited the madrasa. He mentioned where he came from and he said, is there any khidmah? That you know where I am? Like, I teach. So if there's chance to teach here, to be in the system. Because if I leave the system within a few months, I leave the system. So the madrasa said, no problem. Okay, we'll give you one kitab. Hazrat Sheikh Murana Zakaria, rahmatullah alayhi, his beloved student this was, Murana Yusuf. So the madrasa said, we'll give you one kitab of hadith to teach. That night the principal has a dream, most likely. And Murana Yusuf had a dream. Where Hazrat Sheikh told him, you will teach Bukhari. The Shaykh al-Hadith used to teach Bukhari. He said, you must not teach anything else. You teach Bukhari. He says, the next day he was walking with that kitab to go teach what they told him. So the Ustad came and told him that, hey, you have to teach Bukhari. It was most likely the principal also said that, how dare you give him another kitab? Keep him in the system. That he taught so many years Bukhari, you're going to take him out now. But you need it. You leave the system, even for a few months. And you can meet a person, he says, you know, once upon a time I thought what and what I thought. He says, when you thought it years ago, now? He says, a lot of years have passed. May Allah Tabarakallah make none of us ever leave the system. Find the system. For every student is a teacher. And every teacher is a student. And it can never be that I can pull myself out totally. Because once you leave the system, all your kamalat, all your perfection falls immediately. You're reading 5 juz every day, hifz. But if you're not teaching or you're not reading, you don't remain. So even if you graduate from a madrasa, you go to your town, you look around, where's the madrasa? You go to them, you say, halli min khidma? Is there any khidma for me? He said, what can you do? Say, I'm a hafiz of Quran. My father got a good job. I'll be working in the business. But I need to get there at 10 o'clock. Me from madrasa days, what I learned? To stay awake in the morning. Is it Shakir? Where's Shakir? Shakir will also say that, isn't it? Only problem when Shakir goes to the his class, the students will say, Moana stands. Moana stands. So you go to the class. He said, can I make some khidmah? He said, what khidmah? He said, this is a hifz class here. You will allow me to test a few boys in the morning. Principal said, very good. Suddenly, you there, there's a whole madrasa fiza happening. But who benefited the most? You. You benefited. Because you found your system. The protection of our deen is to always find our systems. Always find our system. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let's make ذكر الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني يذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله 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 استغفر 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 الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 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 صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
وسلم صلى الله عليه وآله 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 وسلم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
We will now make something which is known as ذكر قلبي. ذكر قلبي means the heart now must pump itself Allah. So you'll have to hear your heart saying Allah or pumping with Allah. We will try and do it 10 times. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. These are the 5 adhkar which mashayikh normally give. It comes up to about 500. We're doing 10 of each. During the week, a person should try to complete 100 of each. This is the beginning of the walk towards Almighty Allah. So it is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But fast, so you get 100. Astaghfirullah 100. Any salawat ala nabi, durood sharif 100. And third kalima 100. So if you have 400 of that, and you allow your heart to pump Allah 100, so you got 500. The beginning of the spot towards Almighty Allah, mashayikh normally prescribe 500 daily. And this opens up doors and doors in this path. Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us to become the one whose heart and his tongue always remains engaged in his dhikr. And through the blessings of dhikr, Allah tabarak ta'ala purify our hearts, our eyes, our ears, our tongue. And Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us to be accepted in his most pure court. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyid al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد